Hello there. You just clicked on episode 18 of the Sweepers and Reapers podcast. My name is Rachel.
My name is Angel.
And we're back. It's been a solid, 5.5 months since we put out an episode. Hi. I don't know what to say about our absence other than COVID quarantine is kind of a bitch, at least for me. And I did do a pretty big move, right before our last episode. But we just wanted to come back real quick and say hi and let you guys know what we have planned for our future episodes, which I'm really excited to share. So Angel, I'm going to ask you, what have you been up to since our last episode?
I turned 22, so it is not only my Taylor Swift year, but it is my Monica Lewinsky year. So,
oh, is it? I never knew that she was 22. I'm kind of sad that
yeah,
I missed that when I was 22.
Yeah, I figured that out the other day because I thought she was 23, but no, she was 22. Clinton was 49. Anyone who clicked on this,
have sexual relations with that woman.
Everyone who clicked on this is like, wow, thank you so much for that lore, that history lesson, Angel.
Angel lore.
Love to hear it.
My friend James, who listens to the podcast, anytime we share personal information, he calls it Rachel lore.
I love that. I really, really like that.
Shout out, James.
But speaking of politics, while we were gone, I also helped to get out the youth vote in the state of Florida through this thing that I do. Why did I say it like that? I'm an intern.
So I was phone about to say, it's an internship, isn't it?
This thing that I do. Yeah, it's an internship. And I got to phone bank. And from what we saw, the number of youth voters did go up in Florida. And I'd like to think that that was because of us. One day I phone banked for 11 hours, just calling people, asking them if they were going to vote. And some of them were like, no, because I don't know how to. What do I need to do? And so for me to be that person that gave them that information, that's so cool.
Well, that's a real thing for people as well. And I know that this election, there was a lot of websites that would help you, you could put in okay, my political values are X, Y, and Z, and they would help you fill out your ballot. Because I know for me at least, local politics is something that I should be more involved in, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. So I always had a hard time being I don't know who to vote for state senate or, stuff that. So people like you and people who run those, programs to help voters get out there are really awesome. I feel a lot of people don't vote for that reason, that yeah, they don't know how, or they don't know who represents them, that sort of thing. So from me to you, even though I don't live in the state of Florida, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was about to be Joe Biden personally owes his victory to you.
Was Florida blue? I should know this. I really should know this.
I don't think Florida was blue.
I don't think it was blue. That's why.
So my meme didn't really go that well. But
I mean, also my internship is nonpartisan, so technically, yeah, I still be doing the thing. So what have you been doing?
I adopted a kitten right after Christmas. His name is Winston. He's the first cat that I've ever had because my dad was crazy allergic to cats. And my mom, for a reason unknown to me, hates cats. I don't know how a person could ever hate cats, but I fucking love cats. 2020 turned me into a cat person by far. My roommates have a cat. His name's Theo. And
that's a cool name.
Cat. Isn't it? He is a really weird cat, and he is fat right now, and we're trying to get him back to to a good size.
But I can't believe you just body shamed that cat on live on our podcast, Rachel. My goodness. Bro,
I always say he has a thickness. But yeah, I adopted a little orange kitty. I named him Winston after the Overwatch character because I love Overwatch. What else? I have gotten a couple tattoos since our last episode. I turned 24 as well, which...
Yikes.
Holy fuck, why am I 24?
Yikes.
I remember when I was 13 and Angel was 11. Like, fucking glory days.
We will never ever be that cool. Like, we've just slowly gone downhill since then.
My friend James that I mentioned prior is on a quest to find our Webkinz videos.
Absolutely mine are not.
Mine are still on this. The internet because I have not figured out how to get access to those accounts to like delete them. Not that it matters. Like mine they're just embarrassing. But no, mine are still up as well. So
I could help. I could give him the link to yours, but mine.
No, please.
We're keeping it under wraps, like the Disney Channel original movie minus the mummies.
Oh God. So. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I adopted a cat. I got some tattoos. My mom got me some really cool snow boots for Christmas that I'm really into.
Can we post a picture of the boots on the Instagram?
We will post a picture of Winston on the boots Instagram.
Okay, I like that, yeah.
But yeah, I want to thank everyone that has checked us out during the time that we've been absent. I don't know about Angel, but I feel like sometimes in this never-ending COVID life, it is very easy to lose motivation, and that's kind of what happened for me in regards to the podcast, but I'm really excited to get back into it. Our next episode is going to be a recap of the book The Phantom Prince by Elizabeth Kendall. She is Ted Bundy's long-term girlfriend. If y'all have seen the Netflix movie, that's who Lily Collins plays alongside the ever so charming Zac Efron. But I have found out so much stuff about Ted Bundy that I like straight up didn't know. And I feel like, have you seen that movie?
I fell asleep during it, but yes, I saw
it. So I did enjoy that movie. It is very good. I do think there was like when you're reading the book, you know what? Never mind. I should leave this for the episode.
I'm just really excited to go into it. I'm just really excited to see if you mention one specific thing about Bundy during your little review that I don't know if you know about, but I certainly know about. I'm really excited to see you ask me.
I'm excited. We'll see. I've learned a lot about him through this book, so that's pretty cool. I like almost started like going into it, but I was like, no, that's next episode. Just thank you for sticking by us while we were not here.
Personally, I think it would have been really cool if we like faked our deaths and were like on the Instagram. We're so sorry to let you guys know, Sweepers and Reapers. They were sweeped and they were reaped.
We have to get new hosts so they can cover the murders of Angel and Angel.
Thank you to everyone who still follows the Instagram, because we did lose a few followers, but definitely not as many as I thought. So thank you for sticking around. That's really cool.
Oh, something that happened to me in that meantime, my Instagram got deleted.
Not this.
Oh, what do you mean not this? It's very upsetting. My Instagram got deleted because I guess Instagram... I don't know. They told me I was catfishing. I was like, that has never been something I've done on this Instagram, but like, okay.
On this Instagram.
I knew you were going to say that.
The specification.
No.
I would
never catfish anyone, but I actually shared a post denouncing white supremacy, and then like within 15 minutes the next time I tried to log into Instagram, my shit was gone and they won't give me it back. Yikes. So I made a new Instagram
on several bikes.
If you want to follow me, it is cookies_wilk. So hit me up, because I'd had that Instagram for like 9 years or something crazy like that, like since Instagram came out. So follow me, please, because I'm sad about it.
The throwback with that username, though, just really.
So I was explaining. I was explaining to people on Discord the other day. For those of you who are unaware, my last name is Wilkerson, and when I when I started having an internet presence in 2011, the thing to do was to like make a pun out of your name. Like, that was a thing. So, my Twitter handle, literally since 2011, has been Cookies and Wilk, because cookies and milk, but cookies and Wilk. And I think it's great.
I think it's really good. My Instagram is also a pun, but I don't want to publicly expose myself like that. So, if you go follow Cookies and Wilk, you might be able to find me. So there have you yourself go. A little scavenger hunt.
Little Easter egg.
Yeah, I simply will not. I love how I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm like this, but I'm like this. It's the same thing with me not cursing on the podcast.
I have a problem with cursing on the podcast. I don't think I've said a bad word yet in this episode.
We're very professional with the reintro.
I mean, in general for me, like, I personally feel like curse words are very casual and I insert them in a lot of places in my life. Sometimes I feel like when someone's like saying like fucking every other word, I'm like, okay, bro, like, let's get some vocabulary in there. but I try to do my best with classy curse words, you know, put them in to spice things up a little bit.
You know me in my personal life, so it's just really funny. And also anyone who knows me personally.
This is coming from the 11-year-old who wouldn't say the word sex.
I was 11 years old. I know. Also, I've been waiting for this moment where Rachel was going to like expose me for something I did when I was 11 years old. I knew it was coming, and here it is. When I was 11 years old, I did not say the S word.
You literally called it the S word too. Oh man, I keep bumping my mic. I'm gonna try my best to edit those out, but I'm sorry in advance if you're hearing those. But yeah, we're really stoked to be back and be goofy again with you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this and sticking around. Our next episode, I'm hoping, will be out in the next 2 weeks. I've already started like my loose little outline thingy for it. Also, there's a lot of ums in this. I personally try to not when I'm doing an actual episode, but this, like, we didn't really rehearse this or talk about what we were gonna say.
To be fair, we don't rehearse our episodes, so no. What you hear is really what you get.
And usually 9 times out of 10 I let Angel, like, we have a joint Google Doc, so like any of my notes or scripts or anything are up there. I don't know if you look at them.
Like, no, I don't.
Oh, see, there. Sorry. You go. You don't have to. You like totally could if you wanted to, but like if you don't, like, whatever.
I had no idea those were there. That's why all of my notes are on my personal Google Docs.
No, I put them there for that reason.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is also the first time I've ever told you this, so it's not really your fault.
Revelations, more and more on the podcast.
Yes, Ray uses. Oh my god, I just called myself my Discord moniker. I'm gonna eat myself. That's the theme with our podcast. Is I use all the right Google Docs, and Angel's shit is like in 7 places. But it's okay because it always works out.
It's like a fun game where I list someone's age, like their ages, 3 or 4 different times. I'm like, he was 24.
And then you get to the end of the episode and then find their real age.
26. Like, it's fun. It's an interactive thing where you yourself can go Google it. And like, you in your head, you can be like, hey, Angel, the whole time. Like how people like talk to people in scary movies, like, hey, like, don't open that door. The whole time mentally you're like, hey, Angel, he was 26. Please quit saying he was 24. And then at the end of the episode, I have my revelation and like we have a beautiful conclusion.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You just, everything is in your notes. Never underestimate your notes. So this is the point of the episode where we go ahead and sign off and list our social media profiles. So you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at Sweep and Reap. Our Gmail is sweepersandreaperspod@gmail.com. I don't know what you would Gmail us. I don't know if you heard that. That was my roommate's dog like doing a shake. He's giant. Sweep and Reap, Twitter, Instagram. I like lost my train of thought. Thank you, Axel. And if you search us on Facebook, we are, if you just search like Sweepers and Reapers podcast, we have a Facebook fan page as well. Just another giant thank you to everyone sticking in there. We are like amateur podcasters and still kind of finding our way. So thank you so much for sticking around. It means a whole hell of a lot to us.
Okay, bye.